As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, today is the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King, or as I prefer to refer to him, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech. And if you have never had an opportunity to read the speech in its entirety, or even better, to listen to Reverend King deliver it from the various recordings that are out there, I highly encourage you to do so. It was something that I was required to study in school, and recently in preparing for this homily, I refreshed my memory by listening to Reverend King and by reading it once again. And it is just as applicable today as I believe it was applicable 57 years ago. And the thing that especially always has impressed me so much about Reverend King, so many people forget that he was a reverend. He was a minister. He was a man of faith. And so when he was attacking the sin of racism, he would always do so from the Christian perspective. And that is why he always preached about doing it in a nonviolent approach, because he was the master of a Christian teaching of turning the other cheek. One of the most misunderstood Christian teachings of our Lord Jesus. To turn the other cheek does not mean you become a punching bag for violence. To turn the other cheek means that one reflects the violence of the individual to them so that they start to see what they have become and how they are transmitting their pain and violence to one another. That was what Reverend King always tried to help people to understand. And in his very famous speech, he does a masterful job of helping to balance addressing the sin of racism, of acknowledging and confronting injustices, while also leading us from that place to a hope. That's why he ends with those famous lines for which his speech is most well known, "I have a dream." Because he goes from that place of the suffering, of the darkness, and says, this is how we go out of that place and come to what God intended us to have. But we need to be vigilant. Today's gospel is one that speaks of that. We so easily can let our guards down sometimes. We know certain temptations, various types of sin that one can confront, and it's easy to let our guard down. Today's gospel is meant to be a reminder we must be vigilant. We must be on guard at all times. Because we never know that moment when God will call us from this life to the next. We never know that moment when we will face a temptation. And a wise spiritual director once told me, sometimes we approach sin the way we would approach exercise. You know that if you miss a day of running or miss a day of weightlifting, okay, the next exercise might be harder, but it's not like you have to drop from scratch. And I think sometimes we have that attitude when it comes to prayer, when it comes to being vigilant against sin. You miss one prayer, you miss one moment of being vigilant, and you open yourself up to fall to temptation. We must be always vigilant. And I think that's something that, especially what we're seeing in current events, is meant to remind us we must be vigilant against all sins, especially the sin of racism. And just to say, Lord, help me. Help me to be vigilant for that way, that in the way I say something or the way I act, I could fall into that sin many times in an inadvertent or unintentional way. Wanted to read a few words from Reverend King's words. Again, encouraging you to see the entirety of it. It's 16 minutes long, so obviously I cannot say all of it right now, unless you all want to be here a while. He said, "We have come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. There is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is a time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is a time to rise from the dark and desolate value of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is a time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is a time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. And another passage, "But there is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force." That, by the way, is one of my favorite lines. Of rising to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. From another portion, "Let us not wallow in the valley of despair, I say to you, my friends. And so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." He then goes on to his famous repetition of the various ways he has a dream. My invitation to all of us today is to reflect. Have we forgotten the dream? Not just the dream that Reverend King referred to 57 years ago, but the dream that God has for all of us of being free from all types of sin and of always being vigilant and on guard of the ways that sin will seek to lead us into darkness, but that God always gives us hope. That is the dream of our Christian faith.